The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the man, as we said, that told you Jerry Lawler needed to stop wrestling. Again, it was not to hate, it was to preserve a legend's dignity, right? We didn't need to see him wrestling. Sure, talking about wrestling is one thing. We told you about Lee Corso. Last night, Red Panda, Brad, it was at the Target Center, the WNBA Commissioner's Cup, which I believe the Fever won without Caitlin Clark, by the way. That's a side note, especially this news. But Red Panda went down in her halftime performance. No update was given on her condition. We probably shouldn't make too much fun of this until we know she's okay. The fact that she got up and tried to walk off the court looked like, for the most part, she must have been, mm-hmm. At least decently okay. She did kneel back down, and medical personnel had to come out and get her. Keep in mind, this is a 7.5, 7-foot unicycle that she works off of, mm-hmm. with the bowls and everything else. And the cap or no cap is that she needs to hang it up. You mentioned that she's getting up there in age,
yeah.
although we have no idea how old this woman truly is. Apparently, she was born either in 1970 or 1971. We're not sure, but that would put her, what, 55-ish? 54-ish, somewhere,
yeah,
in there.
Mid-50s.
And you are operating again on a bike, what, that's 7 foot. Is this the video?
Yep, there she is.
I don't know. She's
on it, and she falls. I mean, and then she falls on her tush, it appears. She didn't fall leg directly.
She get her body turned?
I'm looking at the video here again.
I thought she caught it with a lot of face there.
And it looks like the wrist is going to be hurt because she tries to brace herself with that left wrist. My guess, and I haven't seen the full report from the WNBA or the NBA, the fall on the unicycle, she catches the wrist. I bet that wrist is going to be damaged and possibly like a tailbone.
At the very least, she's going to have some kind of huge strain in that wrist,
no doubt.
Ligament strain, or she's lucky if she doesn't have a broken wrist. When you're coming down off that thing, you're either catching yourself with your hands, your wrist, or your face.
She's not going to be available for the start of the NBA regular season for sure.
So I'm looking at this and looking at her age and thinking, when does this stop?
Because I don't think you should be on a unicycle with plates over 55.
Again, I'm not trying to take food off her plate to stay.
No, that's big money for her.
Plates, and she's getting paid, and she has ever since she broke out. Apparently, she was a replacement.
Yeah.
Decades ago for something. She's performed almost in every arena since. And what she charges, I mean, she's making a ton right now off this. And you don't. I'm not trying to take away her.
No, you don't want to take her
livelihood,
her money
here away from her. That said, where does it stop? Are we going to watch her be in awe when she's 60 and 65? What we know is that these incidents will go up.
Yeah,
right? They're going to go up. And she was just on Britain's Got Talent this year.
Yeah. Maybe she should get a shorter cycle. You know, like if you cut 7 feet is a long way up there.
She only reached the semis, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
My point is, like, we've kind of seen her ceiling.
She's
kind of hit it already.
This might be it for her.
And maybe there's a different way to do this where you don't have to be on a unicycle that's 7-8 feet in the air. Maybe there's a way to still do the halftime performance, still have a livelihood, but do it in a safer way. My point is she needs to come down off the unicycle before she seriously injures herself.
You know, what I would do if I were Red Panda? I'd find a young, and I'm not even joking. This is not a joke. It's like a lot of rights holders who own the rights to the marketing for themselves. So Red Panda, there's nothing that says you can't have a new Red Panda under the Red Panda name and get a 30-year-old who can ride a unicycle.
And you make money off of it.
And you get paid. No, because you're probably charging $5,000 a hit on these. I'm going to guess four to five or three per halftime show to do a 5-minute trick cycle event. Take half of it, give them two, give yourself two, and be
franchise
done with it.
Franchise the dang thing.
Yeah, franchise it out, and let's make the Red Panda. I mean, I'm not even joking. Like, you see this a lot with people who get older.
That's a great idea.
You know, because it's...
And just go get you some Cirque du Soleil,
would you know
folks.
The difference? Like, if I said, hey, Red Panda's going to be performing halftime at the Grizzlies game, you'd go, oh, cool, Red Panda. Like, Red Panda to me isn't... It even sounds like something more than a person.
What you're on is the answer.
I think that's it.
You franchise this thing out, and you go get Cirque du Soleil people. You go get young people that can actually take you up and maybe take you even out of NBA arenas, and maybe you're taking over Vegas with this sort of Red Panda act.
Because Red Panda is a brand. When I hear Red Panda, it's a damn brand.
That's why you're Were you a great marketing guy?
I try.
This is why he's program director number one in the country right here. Number one in the country, number one in your
hearts. Come on now.
That is the way to do it.
It's the Red Panda franchise.
Panda act. And you're not just in NBA arenas anymore. You're taking over the world.
Yes.
You're literally like a traveling act. And you can use younger people that are doing more impressive things,
yes,
probably in their 20s and 30s from Cirque du Soleil.
You said
can
Cirque
hire
du Soleil,
them.
That's a brand. It's not a person. But Red Panda sounds just like
Cirque
du Soleil.
Maybe somebody in the back of Cirque du Soleil, their talent isn't getting out because all the folks in front of them are shining. And you recruit them over to the Red Panda Act, and
yep,
they're shining for you.
I think we found the solution here.
And she's going to make all the money off of it because it's off
royalties.
Of Red Panda Act.
Royalties.
Damn.
And you have trademark on that. You've done it long enough that you've proven that you own
You don't
that
need to break
brand.
Any more wrists or fingers or anything. You are cemented as one of the goats. Get off the unicycle.
Honey, get down from
Let
that cycle.
Let the kids get up there and do it, and you make all the money.
That's it. That's
I had
it.
Not thought about that coming in, Brad. That's why you're a damn marketing genius.
Well, I wish I were Red Panda. She's got an opportunity here to make some money.
We can clip this up for her and send it to her up in the hospital just to have her so she can think about it as an option.
She's recovering.
This is actually sounds like a moneymaker.
I think
No jokes here.
No, I'm not kidding.
Red Panda Act perhaps coming to an arena FedEx Forum near you that can just take over the whole thing.
Sure.
FanDuel Sports Network, Grizzlies pre- and post-game show host and sideline reporter. Of course, the host as well, the Odds Couple of Grind City Media. You can follow him on X at The Fish Nation. He's on IG at The Fish Nation _. And he joins us now, perhaps a close personal friend of Red Panda. We'll find out. Brad tells me that you know her. Do you?
Well, I've had the chance to meet her. I've had the chance to have a conversation with her backstage and have a picture with her. I wouldn't know if I'd say I know her, but when I see her, I do acknowledge her, and she acknowledges back. So maybe there's a familiarity, but I'm a big fan, like a lot of people are. Hated to see that last night that she got injured. But man, she's you don't see the Red Panda mess up very often.
No, I know. She's phenomenal.
So,
it's rare.
Yeah, so to see that was it was sad. Hopefully she's all right.
And Brad said it. We don't know when she was born for sure. It's 1970, 1971. But if she's in her mid-50s doing this, as it appears, I mean, it is pretty unbelievable. I'm 48, 49, couldn't get up there. I mean, what she's able to do. I do worry, though, Rob, in all seriousness, that age, that thing's only going up. I mean, and how much more does she have and whether – it might be a better idea to franchise this thing, man. Go out and she makes all the money off of it and you get younger performers. Just as, you know, if nothing else, just for safety from her wrists and hands, which I'm sure when she falls on that 8-foot unicycle, are taking a beating. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe there is something in the future, future Panda that could come out. But, yeah, I mean, hell, we got the one guy, Slidek or whatever, the guy who climbs the chairs. He looks like he's 75.
Well, that's true. That's true. and he hadn't franchised it out to anybody. He's keeping that thing all his own, baby. You know what I'm saying? So.
And every time he puts another chair and climbs to the top of that thing, I'm terrified for the guy.
I know. Because you just think, man, you know, this is going to hurt you more the older you get.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.